was so passionate. Passionate about life, his career. Me. Lately, I feel like I don't exist.
Oh, you exist, all right, Wilma. You exist.
Can you just shut up for 1 second, Fred?
My, Mrs. Flintstone. What could possibly be the source of all these suppressed frustrations?
Yes, Mrs. Flintstone, what could possibly be the source?
When was the last time you kissed me, Fred?
How soon we forget. It was 17 weeks last Thursday.
Oh, boy.
To get to the root of these problems, I am going to need to see a typical evening in the Flintstone household. So what I would like to do is a little role-playing. Mr. Flintstone, I would like you to pretend you are your wife in a typical everyday evening in your cave.
Oh, can I please?
And Mrs. Flintstone, I would like you to pretend you are your husband coming home from a typical day of work. Now then, Mr. Flintstone, remember, an average typical evening at home as your wife.
Oh, I'm so exhausted. I've done nothing all day. Oh, my goodness. The house is a mess. Fred will be home any second. What should I do? Absolutely nothing.
Wilma, I'm home. I'm just not fat enough. I can still fit through the front door. Now, where's my dinner?
You're such a slave driver! Why do you push me so hard?
What, Wilma? I'm sorry, Wilma. I just can't hear you, 'cause I'm not listening.
Hello, Betty. Yeah, I can talk as long as I want. I don't pay the bill. Chip, 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 chip.
Hang in there, boy. I'll get food in you soon. Oh, hi, Bonnie. You want to do something stupid today? Hopefully something that gets me hurt.
All right, Wilma. Let's stop with all the theatrics. Or I might be forced to tell a little secret I know about you.
Oh, yeah, Fred? What?
Oh, come now. Wilma, you really don't know.
Know what, Fred?
Wilma Flintstone, a natural redhead?
You stupid, insensitive dummy. How dare you?
Come on, Wilma. Give me a break.
You'll be sorry, Fred Flintstone. You'll be sorry. I'll give you a break.
Uh-oh, Doc. I think she might be mad at me.
I think you better run.
Yeah, yeah. Good idea.
I believe our session is over for today.
If this is the last thing we do, Fred Flintstone, we will work this out.
We'll have a
lunchtime. Hey, Fred.
Huh?
It's lunchtime. You coming?
Hold your horses.
Flintstone, get in my office.
You hear that, Bon? I smell that promotion I was telling you about. I better get up there. Yes, Mr. Slate, sir, you called?
I know you wanted that promotion, Flintstone, so I'm giving it to Rubble.
Barney?
So, Fred, you won't believe what happened. Mr. Slate called me into his office and gave me a promotion, too. All this extra money we're going to make. Things are finally going our way. Yabba dabba dee!
Shut up!
Thanks again for the ride, Fred.
Oh, Barney, you're home.
Oh, Betty.
Yeah. Down, boy, down.
What? It's a surprise, but you have to open the door to find out.
They're always ruining a perfectly peaceful meal. This better be good.
Happy anniversary!
You forgot! I can't believe you'd forget our anniversary.
Time flies when you're having fun.
Well, excuse me for living.
Okay, but just this time.
Hold it!
We didn't come here to start a fight.
Yeah, we just came here to tell you that we're going to Rockapoco.
What? You mean to tell me that you came all the way over here to brag about your little vacation getaway?
But...
Listen, wise guy, I don't appreciate this one bit. And if you think Wilma and I are going to stand by and listen to you two make cute little kissy noises all night while you pack, then you got another thing coming.
But, Fred, I meant all four of us are going. It's an anniversary present from us to you.
All right, Rockapoco, here we come. We're going to have a great time. Right, Bon? All right, everybody, let's get them over on.
Fred, where are we supposed to sit?
Always have to be so critical, Wilma.
Don't worry, Fred. Betty and I'll just squeeze in the back and cuddle.
I sure hope we got everything.
Oh, I almost forgot. Oh, boy, calm down. For a second there, you looked like you thought you were coming with us. I'm expecting you to keep an eye on the house while we're gone. You think your little brain can do that? Good. We'll be back in a week, so don't do anything stupid. Rockapoco, here we come.
Thank you.
Oh, stop it, baby. Stop it. Let's see here. La, 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 que, que, a, v, va, Randy? Wilma, the sign's all crazy. The letters, they're all mixed up. It's all jumbled.
It's written in Spanish, Fred.
What do you mean, Spanish?
We're in Rockapoco, Fred. It's a Spanish-speaking city. Please, no.
Is this true?
Yep.
Only the rebels could have brought us somewhere all backwards.
Senor, may I help you?
Yeah, about 15 minutes ago, amigo.
Gee whiz, Fred, you're speaking Spanish already.
Yes, I am. You see, Barney, in just minutes, my superior mind has mastered this backwards language. Observe and learn, Barney. Amigo! The Flintstones and the Rebels are here. Amigo?
Si, senor.
Barney, if I didn't know any better, I might actually think I was Roxican.
Would you mind filling out the registration card, por favor?
Whoa, whoa. Hold up for a second, Paolo. Let's just send this over to the guy who's paying.
Gee, thanks, Fred.
Just making sure you're part of the experience, buddy.
The keys to your room, senor.
I guess we can throw our Spanish phrase books away now that Fred is Roxican.
Oh, mi padre! Oh, mi padre! Oh, mi padre!
Hey, come back here. You forgot one. I'm not picking it up. This hotel seems cheap. It's almost tacky. Bonnie, I think we can do better. Hey! Why don't you watch where you're going, Wilma? I am truly sorry. She's been in the way ever since we got here. let me just get you... Uh-oh. Looks like your bag looks just like Wilma's bag. Boy, I'd hate to get those mixed up, eh? All right, just kidding. Just which hand? That's right, or is it this one? Now, really, here's your bag. There goes one of the good ones. Hurry up, the elevator's here.
Que floor, por favor?
Number threes, if you please.
Hey, Hector! Third floor!
It's no good! Give her everything you got, Hector!
You name it, we gave it.
Lo siento, but we're going to have to lighten the load.
Oh, now would you look at that? This is absolutely breathtaking. Oh, just look at this view. It makes me feel so romantic. I think this is exactly what we needed, don't you, Fred? Fred?
Oh, boy, that was exactly what I needed.
Oh, there you are. I wanted you to see the...
What are these curtains doing open? I don't need people being able to see in here.
What about people being able to see out?
Hiya, Fred.
What do you want?
Have you seen your room yet, Fred?
And just where are you going?
I'm giving you the tour. Here's the bathroom, with all the amenities of home.
Trust me, I don't need a tour around this room.
Well, did you see this?
It's a shower, big deal.
True, but this one has hot and cold running water. And look at this here. A drinking fountain next to the loo. Ah, refreshing.
Hey, that's pretty convenient. What else has this joint got?
Follow me, Freddy Fred. This here's one of those mini refrigerators, and it is chock full of mini snack food items.
Food? Let's have a look-see. Brontosaurus jerky, my favorite.
Woohoo! Look at these prices. That Brontosaurus jerky just cost you 10 clams.
Yeah. Okay, moving on.
Okay, Fred. Here's an inexpensive treat. Give me a quarter, will you, Fred?
I don't like this already.
It's just a quarter, Fred.
Why don't you use your own money?
I used the last of my change paying for those jumping beans you had to have.
Come on, little guy. Jump for Freddy. Huh? Oh, all right. This trip is going to end up costing me an arm and a leg.
Thank you, Fred. Now, all you have to do is sit on the bed like so, and insert the coin into the slot as such, press the button, and...
All right, show's over. You've had your fun, now out.
But
is right, Barney boy, as in out on yours. What?
Fred, he's paid for this entire trip out of his own pocket.
Yeah, well, he wouldn't have that kind of dough if it weren't for the promotion I got him through my own incompetence. You see, he's already back to bother me.
Fred, be nice.
Hey, Fred, can I borrow another quarter? If you, know what I mean?
Kill you to save some YouTube.
Hello, Freddy.
Wilma!
You like what you see?
Well, if you'd move out from in front of the television, I'd let you know.
You, Fred Flintstone, are an impossible beast.
What? What? You don't want to watch TV?
And shine. It's time to go see the sights.
The only sights I want to see is you walking out the door and the back of my eyelids. All right, I'm going.
Fred, I'm going to Barney and Betty's room. Hurry it along in there.
Boy, Wilma, this shower is so invigorating. La-da-da. Would you loofah my back for me? Go on, take it. A bit to the left. Oh, that's the stuff. Lower. Whoa, too low.
I'll see if he's ready. Hurry up, Fred, or we'll miss our tour.
I'm coming, Wilma, I'm coming. I'm feeling great, and today's gonna be great. Nothing can spoil it now. What do you mean you forgot your purse? Where is it?
It's on the vanity in the bathroom.
No, it's not. It's right here on the coat rack. Well, there goes our day. Ruined like usual.
Oh, hiya, Fred. Glad you can make it. Couple more trips on those stairs and maybe you'll be light enough to use the elevator.
Hardy, ha, ha, ha. Ha, ha, ha.
Where's Fred?
He was right behind me.
Oh, there he is. Hurry, Fred. The bus is leaving.
Oh, wait. Please don't leave.
Sightseeing, here we come.
Hey, on, Fred. We've got a lot of ground cover.
The only ground I'm going to cover is the ground right under my butt.
Fine. Sleep your life away. Betty and I'll find you later.
You won't have to look very hard. I'll be right under this hat.
So, Fred, what are we going to do? Hey, Fred, you dropped your wallet.
Huh?
Just kidding. come on, Fred. Lighten up. I'm just trying to show you a good time. Hey, Fred.
Knock it off, Barney.
Really, Fred, look.
Say, look at that.
It's one of them looky-loos.
A guy could see for weeks with one of these. Put some money in it, Barney.
Oh, no. It's your turn to pay for something.
I just gave you a quarter.
Yeah, but I'm paying for this whole trip.
Don't let me stop you. Now sink a clam. Ah, now that's a view. You're right, Barney. Vacationing is a time for relaxation. A time to recoup. Not a care in the world, except Wilma. I want to thank you guys for giving me and Wilma this opportunity to work things out. I know sometimes I may treat you like a jerk, a little yelling, hitting, almost as if I don't like you. But that's just my way of saying I love you, little buddy. Yep. No point getting sappy about it. Just thought I'd mention it.
Wow, I must be the luckiest guy in the world.
Oh, boy. Give a guy a compliment and it goes straight to his head.
What are you talking about, Fred?
That's what I'm talking about, fathead. And you know what else? Wilma and I get along just fine. I only yell because she can't hear so good.
Oh, yeah? Now, what's she doing talking to that guy down there?
Give me that. That guy's making a pass at our wives.
Oh, Fred, they probably just got lost and asked for directions.
Oh, yeah? Well, since when does it cost 50 clams for directions? They're not lost, they're shopping.
Let's get down there before they spend all our money.
Oh, Wilma, it looks gorgeous.
What'll Fred say?
Put it back. Set that creature free, because it ain't coming home with us. And just what's going on here?
We are about to buy these mink stoles.
Oh, no. Barney and I don't bust our butts all day, so yous two can throw it away on some fur snake.
Yeah.
For your information, we've been baking pies and cakes and selling them to local Bedrock supermarkets.
We didn't need help making it, and we don't need any help spending it either.
Hey, take it easy. I think it's cute you two can wrangle up some pocket change. But before you go blowing your rainy day savings, let me give you a few tips on haggling in the wild. Excuse me, senorita. I would like to buy one of your minks.
Okay?
Shrewd. Very shrewd. My friend, I'd like to show you something. Say hello to Mr. $5 Bill.
Okay?
Did I say 5 clams? I mean to say 10 clams. Come on. Don't be a jerk. Take the money.
Okay?
That's it. You want to play hardball? Fine. 15 clams. Final offer.
Okay?
Deal's off. I don't need your stupid shack. Come on, girls. Obviously, we are not being taken seriously. All right, now, who wants to haggle? You. Close the curtains on me, will you? Come on, buddy, haggle. You know you want to take my money. How much for this? How much for that?
It's over.
What? So I get a little out of hand and you end up having to bail me out of jail. So, the vacation's over?
No, I mean it's over. You, me, us, we're over.
What do you mean we're over? You should be thanking me for saving your money. I don't get it.
That's right. You don't get it. You never did and you never will. Fred Flintstone, I don't ever want to speak to you again. Ah! Oh, Fred, it's so beautiful. Oh, I love it. I love it. I love it. I gotta show Betty. Bye.
Way to go, Freddy. You must have been saving up for years. You're one of the good ones.
Yeah, I sure am. Barney, I got something to tell you. I didn't get that necklace for Wilma.
Oh, Fred, I won't hold it against you. I think it's swell for a guy to...
No, you toad. I mean, I don't know where it came from. She just pulled it out of her purse.
Gee, Fred, Wilma ain't gonna like to hear that.
Shh. What am I gonna do?
Could always tell her the truth. Betty seems to like it pretty good.
The truth, huh?
Don't worry about it, Fred. I know you'll do the right thing.
The right thing. I'd like to make a toast to the necklace I bought for my beautiful wife.
And to Fred.
I'd like to add something to that toast.
Cute!
Cheers.
Well, I'm starved. How about you, Wilma?
Wilma?
Hey, Fred, could you pass the salt? Fred?
Oh, Barney, do something.
Help!
Ah, shit, Ducky!
Are you okay, Fred?
Did I hurt you, Fred?
That was a close one.
Room service.
Isn't it great to hear Fred and Wilma getting along so well?
Yeah, swell. Barney, you love me, right?
Sure, Betty.
And I love you.
Gee, I sure.
And when two people love each other, they do special things to show that love, right?
Right.
So where's my necklace?
Necklace? But Betty... Fred,
I know what Fred did. I'm talking about us.
But, Betty...
I just think I deserve a little pampering, too.
But the necklace...
Is that so much to ask?
Betty, you don't understand.
Oh, I understand. Maybe you don't understand me.
But, Betty...
Good night. This is the life, huh, Wilma?
It sure is, Betty.
I'm so glad you and Fred got things worked out.
So am I, Betty. So am I.
Where are the boys, anyway? They're sure missing out.
Something about stopping by the gift shop. The sun. Fred?
Well, what do you think?
What do you think?
Think of what, Fred?
Think of what, she says. What do you think of our new suits?
They're all the rage.
They look just like all your other bathing suits, Fred.
Don't you know anything? For your information, these just happen to be the height of international fashion. Come on, Bon. Let's go where our taste can be appreciated.
Bring it up the rear, Fred.
Did we just see what we think we saw?
I think so.
This is the life, ain't it, Bon?
It sure is, Fred. Hey, Fred.
Yeah, Barney, old pal?
When are you going to tell Wilma about the necklace?
Are you out of your dim-witted skull? Wilma and I are getting along better than we ever have. You said I'd make the right decision, and I made the right decision. So, therefore, we're not going to say another word about it. Get me?
I get you, Fred. I get you.
Now then, let's have ourselves a little aquatic fun.
Ready, Wilma, Fred?
Not bad, Barn, not bad. Let me show you what you did wrong.
Boy, our husbands sure are something else. We sure got ourselves a couple of class acts.
That's what we get for marrying charm school dropouts.
You want class, lady?
I'll show you class.
Dos agua de la cactus.
Gracias. Oh, my gosh. Wilma, look.
Huh? Oh.
Uno agua de la cactus, por favor.
Si.
Such a lovely necklace for an equally lovely woman.
Señor?
Gracias, mi compadre. You ladies have a nice day.
Oh, my gosh, Wilma, did you see that? He was totally flirting with me. Oh, he's so good looking. And what a physique. And cultured, too. And probably such a gentleman. Plus, I bet he's rich, too. Oh, well, some women have all the luck.
Yes, some women do.
This would happen if you didn't wear sunscreen.
How many times do I have to tell you, Wilma? I am a man. I do not like creams. And I do not wear lotions like a woman.
Barney wore his sunscreen.
Like I said, creams are for women. Now squirt more of that on my neck.
Of course, dear.
Oh, yeah. Rub it in.
Fred?
Hmm.
I'm really having a great time with you. Today has been absolutely wonderful. You know what we should do tonight, Fred? We should go out, just the two of us, Fred. What do you think? We could get dressed up, go out to dinner, go dancing. Then we could go walk on the beach until the sun comes up. What do you think, Fred? Fred?
Now, what did you do that for?
Did you even hear a word I said?
What? Yeah, I heard you.
Then what did I say?
Something about the things that when things get going, it's going to be pretty big.
I was asking you to go out with me tonight, Fred.
Wilma, you know very well I'm not going out tonight. I'm uncomfortable.
You are impossible. You don't even try to make an effort.
I got you the necklace, didn't I?
What?
Wilma, I cannot stop thinking about you. After we met at the pool this afternoon, your intelligence, your kindness, and your beauty have ultimately consumed my thoughts. I must see you again. At 8 p.m. this evening, I will be waiting at the cantina to share an evening of dining, dancing, and moonlight walking with the most beautiful woman on earth. You, Wilma, you. Please meet me. My happiness is in your hands. Until tonight, Xavier. P.S. Look your best. Wear the jewel. Enrique, uno mammoth leche, por favor.
Si, senor.
Gracias, Enrique. Wilma, you look mock.
How'd you get my name and room number? I'm sure it's against hotel policy.
My sincerest apologies, Wilma. But what can a man do when in the presence of you, his soul is enlightened into an infinite realm of passion and romance? Oh, forgive me, Wilma. When you're near, my emotions get the best of me. Please, sit. Join me for a refreshment.
Yes. Yes, that would be nice.
Wilma.
Why don't we get some air?
Oh, yes. That's exactly what I need. It's just so beautiful here. Wouldn't you just love to live here?
Yes, but only with you, Wilma. Let me take you away, Wilma. Let me make your dreams come true. Kings and queens will dream of the life I give you. You'll have whatever you want, and you'll do whatever you wish. I will always cherish you, Wilma. I always have.
Xavier, but I'm married. Let's just share the view for a bit longer, shall we?
Senor Flintstone?
Hey, Paco.
Name your poison.
Better make it agua, Julio. On the rocks.
Si, senor. Your agua, senor.
Thanks, Diego. One more, Hector. Thanks.
Psst. Cheech, let's buy one for the lady.
Compliment, senorita, from Senor Flintstone.
My life as I know it is over. Cheers to a new beginning. Ah, forget it. You know, it is my belief that we are brought into life with a purpose. And it is my realization that my purpose is failure. For the last 25 years, I woke up every morning with the security of love and friendship. And did I appreciate it? Absolutely not. In seconds, I lost everything I cherished. But it wasn't seconds. It was years. I've made every possible wrong decision known to caveman kind. And I have everything to show for it. Nothing. I have nothing.
Good night, Xavier.
No! No, please don't go. I think the band's about to start. Please, just one dance.
No, I'm sorry, Xavier. I must get going. I have to get back to my husband. Let's dance.
Buenas noches, señores y señoritas. El Cueva Grande is mucho proud to present Stoney Altruda and his orchestra.
Gracias, gracias, señores y señoritas. And now here we go with something sweet with a beat and guaranteed to move your feet. Ready? One, two, one, two, three, hey!
With another man, then yes.
And is that who I think it is?
If you think it's Fred at the cantina with another woman, then yes.
Are you thinking what I'm thinking?
If you think we should get involved, then no.
I have a confession, Wilma.
What is it, Xavier?
It's not you I want.
It's the diamond.
My diamond? My husband gave this necklace to me.
It's my diamond. Now give it to me.
I'm getting Fred.
You ain't getting no one.
I guess the best is all behind me now. Hit me again, Gustavo.
Fred!
You know, it's like I can still hear a sweet voice calling my name. If only there was some way to get her back. Who am I kidding? She doesn't need me. Just stand there. Help me win Wilma back.
Mine. And only mine. Ah! Fred!
Wilma!
Buddy!
Baby! Wilma! Wilma? Wilma!
Hi, Fred.
What did you do with Wilma, you dirty rat?
Fred! Help me!
I'm coming, Wilma!
We're gaining on him, Fred! What do we do now?
Barney, take the wheel!
What?
I'm going for it.
Really, Fred? What do we do now?
I really don't have anything right now. Any suggestions?
Yeah! Look out! Ah!
I'm coming. I need a woolly. I need a woolly.
I've gone. I'll find you something.
I'm coming, honey. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Help!
I'm gaining on him. I'm gaining on him. I'm passing him. I'm passing him. Think that a jewel will make you rich, but you will never know real wealth until you have experienced true love between two people. The love I have for you, Wilma Flintstone, is the kind of love that makes me the richest man alive. Give him the diamond, Wilma.
Oh, Fred.
Oh, Wilma.
Oh, brother. Now give me the rock.
Here.
Okay, you've got your diamond now. Let her go.
That's a good idea.
Why, you...
No one hits my husband but me.
We've been after this guy for a long time. And thanks to you, Wilma, we have him Andy Diamond.
Oh, don't thank me. Fred's the real hero.
You're a cop?
Well, thank you both, Mr. and Mrs. Flintstone. It's time to get this guy off to jail and this diamond back to its rightful owner. Buenas noches.
You're a cop?
Fred, why do you keep saying that?
Him? Oh, who, her? I've never seen her before in my life.
Come on, hero. It's been a long night. Let's go to bed.
Signore, Senora Flintstone, you are somewhat the heroes around here.
Shucks, Jorge, t'weren't nothing.
Still, you are okay in my book, Senor Flintstone.
Pablo, I'm sorry I've been such a jerk to you.
It's okay, Senor Flintstone. Tu eres solamente un turista americano gordo. Por eso espero eso de ti. Buenas noches.
Buenas noches.
Buenas noches. There goes one of the good ones. Boy, what a night. What a night. You know, I have to hand it to you, Rubbles. You sure had things figured out by bringing us here.
Oh, gosh, it was our pleasure.
It was our pleasure.
Let's say we celebrate tomorrow morning with a big fat breakfast on me.
That sounds wonderful.
I'm all for that.
We'll see you in the morning, then.
Good night.
Good night, Fred.
Good night, Wilma.
Barney?
Yeah, Betty?
How come you never save me from any dangerous situations?
Oh, for Pete's sake, Betty. First it's diamonds, now it's daring rescues. What next?
I just want what any decent husband should give his deserving wife.
You think you deserve anything the way you've been acting lately?
And how have I been acting, little man?
Let's not get personal.
Oh, I'll get personal. I'll tell that you're not a natural blonde.
You wouldn't dare.
Oh, I dare, all right. I dare.
It's just like when we were first married. The passion, it's all coming back. I can feel it.
There's one thing you haven't felt in almost 18 weeks.
What's that?
This. Oh. Hold it. Yabba-dabba-doo.
Es trabajo.
Superman, Batman, Wonder Woman, the Green Lantern, Hawkgirl, the Flash, and the Martian Manhunter. The world's greatest heroes have joined forces in the name of freedom and justice. Evil doesn't stand a chance. Watch Justice League tonight at 10, only on Cartoon Network.